It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. President Trump signed a spending bill Wednesday night that ended the federal government shutdown after 43 days. And within that bill was a provision that will recriminalize many hemp-derived products that were made legal in the 2018 Farm Bill. It closes what proponents of the ban call a loophole that spurred a new industry of THC products in Wisconsin and in other states where marijuana remains illegal. The new law will ban hemp products that contain more than 0.4 milligrams of total THC, wiping out the majority of intoxicating products on the market today. The ban doesn't go into effect immediately, but growers and producers now have about a year to adapt to the change or push for further legislation to modify it. We're checking in with one of Wisconsin's largest hemp farmers on these developments. Alex Mutz is here, hemp farmer in Adams, Wisconsin, and president of Complete Ag Solutions. Alex, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
What was your reaction when you heard this hemp provision was included in the spending bill?
So it was the first time that I was ever live streaming C-SPAN, but it was kind of crazy. Woke up the next day kind of sitting there like, okay, well, if that's what it's going to be, that's what it's going to be. I mean, basically it bans everything. Just to comment on the loophole language, the real loophole in this entire thing, which has been going on for 7 years, has been the pharmaceuticals industry's ability to import precursors like CBD, synthetic CBD, and then turn it into Delta-9, Delta-8, all these other intoxicants without ever actually having to touch a plant or a Wisconsin farmer, for example. But most of the products, in fact, in Wisconsin are made synthetically. And it's been a problem that me and many other growers and farmers have been trying to rectify for many years. But this federal law that they're putting in, or this ban, it should serve as a wake-up call for Wisconsin leadership to really take seriously that we need to start our own hemp program, and we need to regulate ourselves and protect our farmers.
Along those lines, do you think hemp is something that should be regulated at the federal level, or would you prefer to see it addressed in the state legislature?
Well, I think that the federal farm bill, it should be addressed in the federal farm bill the way it was in 2018, and we haven't had an update to it. So every 3 year, 5 years, it seems like it's never gotten done. We've heard promises that it would get done. Now we're really hoping it does, and it can redefine hemp to make sure that we're not importing synthetics or dangerous cannabinoids that aren't really cannabinoids. And so I think that the language should be in the federal farm bill to offer protections for farmers and raw material producers. But then every state should really take it upon themselves to regulate downstream products and make sure that we're building a thriving ecosystem from farm all the way to retail shelf. I think it's a two-punch thing. Around 32 other states have done this already. Wisconsin has decided not to do anything, no matter how much I scream. But hopefully this will kind of wake them up to the fact that they have to do it. We abandoned our program in 2022, which basically left the farmers in Wisconsin without any state protections or representation for downstream products. So all of the out-of-state manufacturers just flooded our shelves with products.
Will a ban on THC content in hemp products affect your business? And as you look out to the industry here in Wisconsin, what will be the effects?
Well, as written, it'll stop all hemp production. What the topic of discussion is, there's grain that's produced from hemp, there's fiber that's produced from hemp, there's a herd, which is like a woody material, and there's cannabinoids that are produced in hemp. All of those things are produced in every acre. So if you put really strict rules on what type of cannabinoids can be produced by the plant and which can't, you put a massive burden on the farmer, because if he fails a test, then we're talking about less than 1% of variation is allowable. If you fail that test, the DEA or the USDA makes you destroy it. And this has happened to many farmers. So farmers are scared to even get involved in the industry because they're afraid that one of their plants might produce CBD or CBG or THCA, which is naturally found in this plant. And we've known that it's naturally found in this plant. That's why in the 2018 Farm Bill, it specifically addresses it. The loophole is that people are skipping farmers and creating intoxicating cannabinoids from synthetic products and skipping the farmer completely. And a lot of those products, those products are not found in the plant, like Delta 8, for example, or THCP. A lot of the things that we're seeing on these shelves at gas stations across the state, that's not in the hemp plant. And if it is, it's a really rare circumstance and not enough to harvest. You know what I mean? So it's, yeah.
We're talking about the ban on hemp-derived THC products that was included in the federal spending bill that ended the government shutdown this week. Our guest is Central Wisconsin hemp farmer Alex Moots. Alex, you know, it has been difficult to calculate the size of the THC market here in Wisconsin and then to know where else hemp that is grown here is going to into products that people have. Can you put any numbers on that or any numbers on the impact of this law?
Well, the impact of the law would be hundreds of millions of dollars of lost retail sales. It'll stop all of the fiber and grain production and investment that people like me are trying to bring to our state. Because it just, without a hemp program here to define our own rules and a federal ban, we're just kind of leaves the Wisconsin farmer on the sideline of this, which sucks because, you know, Wisconsin was one of the largest producers of hemp before prohibition. So we've got feral hemp that grows in our ditches that are higher potency than some of the caps that they're putting on the federal level. It would be like growing wheat and saying, hey, when it blooms, you got to cut it down because it might be too good, right? Or if you grow corn, if you got 200 bushel corn and they say, well, you can only grow 100 though, right? So they're requiring certain genetics that we can buy. And then at the same time, Wisconsin State just allows and has put statutes in place to regulate downstream products that can't be produced by the very farmers in our state.
Mm. Could this ban spawn an unregulated underground market for hemp-derived THC products?
Well, I think that we're all aware that a black market is a real thing. And the hemp industry, using byproducts from hemp and grain and fiber production, has been able to take a huge chunk out of that problem and put it into a regulated format and keep it legal and safe. Whereas if we ban all of this, the progress that we've made, it's going to go to our neighboring states. People will just go to, you know, every state that touches us almost has a more advanced program than we do. So they'll just go there. And the rest of it, yes, would be filled in by black market operators that are just comping at the bit. This is the best news the black market has heard in a long time.
So, Alex, in lieu of a complete ban, what type of regulations would you be open to for the hemp industry that would give it some guardrails and that would give it some establishment?
Yeah, so I'm currently working with, it's an ad hoc of all of the trade organizations that I'm aware of and most around the country. We're working together to formulate that plan. We're working on language that we're going to try to put into the federal farm bill that would give us a clear path separating grain and fiber from cannabinoid production and all sorts of things. And then that's at the federal level. At the state level, Wisconsin needs to start up its own hemp program again. And we've already had it before. We abandoned it in 2020. And I went to Wisconsin. I went to the Capitol for AB 606 and tried to explain the corrections that would need to be made at the state legislature to provide that pathway. But, you know, for some reason, Wisconsin our legislators seem to side with the guys that are converting this in labs and not sticking up for the growers that can't produce it.
So in terms of this lobbying, how optimistic are you that the pushback against this hemp product ban will spark a change before the ban goes into effect? Do you foresee something stopping this?
Yeah, I do. I think it's going to be a group effort. We've got to root out the bad actors. We've got to come up with some common sense legislation. And then we also have to look at other crops that have downstream intoxicating products. Corn is used to make alcohol. You know, potatoes are used to make vodka. These are things that we as a society have been okay with. Tobacco is grown to make nicotine. So these are things that we have to come to grips with. And if we overburden farmers too much, we're never going to see this industry take off, because you can't allow yesterday's fields to turn into to tomorrow's felonies, right? Mm. So we're working on all of that. But the most important thing is to work on the things that we can control, which is Wisconsin State. Why are we one of the only states that have not done anything? It's been falling on deaf ears. So hopefully this is a wake up call for everybody. But I do believe that there is a solution here. I think it'll be for the good of it. But we need all the Wisconsinites that support this plant and support hemp and support the products that they have access to. We're going to have to fight to keep it around. So if they'd like to get involved, please feel free to reach out to me.
Alex, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Alex Mutz is a hemp farmer in Adams, that is in central Wisconsin, and president of Complete Ag Solutions. He was with us to discuss the impacts of the bill that reopened the federal government, and one of the provisions in that spending package bans the unregulated sale of intoxicating hemp-based products.